The bombing in Manchester, England, leads to the question, could such an attack happen here? Rick Matthews, the director of the Center for Global Security and Preparedness at the University at Albany, says, so far the U.S. has escaped an attack at a concert or other large gathering because of good security and simple good luck.
I think they take security very well, very seriously over there as well. But it's a matter of target selection. This individual decided to pick that particular concert. It could just as easily have been a concert here in the United States. I certainly wouldn't be shocked if terrorists tried to attack a concert like that here in the United States.
The truck incidents. You have someone, a terrorist, who takes a truck and drives it down a pedestrian walkway and kills quite a few people, injures many others. Why hasn't that happened here? It would seem that'd be quite easy to pull off here as well.
Well, it could. I mean, we've seen a vehicle used at Ohio State in an incident over there. We've seen accidental vehicles used for accident. We had one in Times Square last week. It wasn't a terrorist event, but it was a vehicle went off the road and hurt some other people. Certainly could be done. Again, it comes down to the mindset, if you will, of the individual, what he or she wants to do. Most terrorists are wanting to use either a firearm or they want to use a bomb. But there's certainly nothing preventing a radicalized extremist in the United States to attempting to hurt people with a vehicle, using a vehicle as a weapon. And we've seen vehicles used as weapons in the United States, not necessarily by terrorists, but that way in 1995 and 2001. I've seen them used in 2006 that were not necessarily terrorist related, but were vehicles were used. After 2010, we've seen them used. Ohio State was the latest one in last year where vehicles used. Most of the other ones have all been, in Europe.
I'll ask you to get into the mind of someone who does this. Why is a pop concert selected? Was there symbolism here, or was it just there was a security breach, this person knew that breach existed and could exploit it?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, there's two parts to your question. The first one is, it's a relatively soft target, meaning that you have a lot of people. It's very difficult to make it extremely secure, if you will. It's very difficult to make a concert-type environment to be a concert. You have a lot of people there, thousands of people there, so it makes it a very potential target people want to use. The other one is that in this case, we saw the terrorist, if you will, wait till toward the end of the concert, and he didn't go into the concert hall, so he didn't actually go into where people were sitting and watching the concert. He was on the outside in a public area. Typically, that's an area that has a little less security. People drop folks off, they pick them up there, but they don't go into the venue, which means they typically don't go through all the security checks. And it was at the end of the concert, so most people are coming out of the concert hall, not going in. So that was what made this one relatively unique. That was the vulnerability. He waited there, detonated in that foyer area, a lot of people were coming out of the concert.
After one of these events in Europe, very often the day after, police will fan out in the city of the attack, the nation of the attack, raid some homes, raid some places, make a few arrests. Why does that happen right after the attack and perhaps not before?
Well, it's a good question. The first thing is that sometimes those things happen before, but that means that the attack probably didn't happen. And in England, stopped several attacks. So that means that those things have occurred. We just don't always know about it. We hear about it right after an attack because we're more aware and news and those kind of things like that. Right after an attack, though, oftentimes there is that concept of connecting dots. In other words, we have disparate data. We heard this go over here. These people talk over there. We've seen different types of behaviors happen, and then an attack occurs, and sometimes in that attack or in the personal effects of the terrorist, there is more information that immediately leads to the connections with other affiliates or cell members or activities, and that lets them immediately go after those folks. Those may not have been there prior to the attack, so that's why you don't see it typically beforehand. Other, like I said, though, there's been several attacks stopped or prevented, like in England particularly, but we just don't see it beforehand.
Rick Matthews is the director of the Center for Global Security and Preparedness at the University at Albany.